start by telling me the marketing scheme around this new Railcar One beer.
So, around the Saturday after the election that it seemed like Joe Biden was going to pull it off and be president-elect, there was just a buzz around Wilmington. And it was really fun. A lot of people were going down to the riverfront and seeing everything that was going on. And, I had mentioned at one point to my partners that, I wonder if there's a, what the history is between presidential train cars. Like there was a Air Force One since, Biden took the train so much. And I started sketching something out. And the next thing I knew, I had a drawing of a basically an Amtrak car with a Air Force One paint job. And originally we were going to call it Amtrak One. We kind of figured we might get into some copyright issues with that. So I did some research into, the history of those presidential train cars. And Railcar One is a little bit of something that Roosevelt used. So we kind of figured that might be a fun name for it.
Yeah, that's very cool. One potential concern, I mean, you mentioned the buzz in Wilmington when Biden became president-elect, and this is his home state, and certainly a blue state. Do you worry at all that there's any sort of partisanship in this beverage?
We try and say that beer is not partisan. Beer is one thing that can help really bring people together. And I think that we said that on the can itself. And you said, even though number 46 doesn't engage in the occasional tipple, his fine friends in the first state certainly do, and that's something we can all agree on. This is really more about some local pride and not anything partisan.
All right, tell me about the beer. What's it taste like?
So the beer is a Northeast IPA. We're calling it a double Delaware IPA because we are using our in-house wild yeast strain, which kind of is unique to our brewery, and we think it gives it a really nice flavor. It uses Mosaic, Citra, and Sultana hops, and it's about 8% alcohol by volume.
And how have things been for you, both from the marketing standpoint and just business in general during the pandemic?
So I think I would say that we've been very lucky during the pandemic. We have a really great community around us and a lot of supporters that have really come out to help us during the pandemic. When it first started back in March, we kind of saw the writing on the wall that this was coming and spent the full weekend before the shutdown building out a website so that we could take online orders. And we quickly pivoted to online orders for pickup, which our customers and fan base really latched onto, to the point where it's something that's going to stay, whenever this ends. People can go onto our website. They order crowlers and growlers for pickup. They order, cans and bottles that we have in the tap room, whatever is available that day. And then they come pick them up with either curbside pickup or come on into the tap room, get a growler filled, and leave. It's been really great since we moved to, starting in phase one in June and in phase two later on with the occupancy restrictions. We really extended our outdoor seating. We had some great outdoor patios to begin with, but we've really taken advantage of those outdoor seatings, and people are really enjoying that. We have heaters up and down our building. Our normal tap room is known as being a large, bustling Oktoberfest-style room, just long tables. You can meet all kinds of people, and we certainly miss that. We're doing table service now as required. We can't wait to get back to that old style, but a lot of people are really enjoying the table service right now, and it's working out well for us.
Yeah, it sounds like you're in good spirits about it, and I would think that picking up beer, it's something people do at the liquor store. You'd think it'd be pretty popular at a local brewery with, locally made beer. Has that been the case?
Absolutely. There's something about getting something that's fresh. Everything that we do, we barely have enough room to keep anything in stock. We are constantly making new beers and pumping it out. And our fan base really appreciates that. We can always put something new out. Our brewer and president CEO, Craig Wenzel, is a bit of a mad scientist back there, always tinkering with something. And me as the marketing guy and guy has to draw a logo for all these beers, I'm constantly back in my heels with, okay, looks like we're creating another new beer and I need to make another new label. But it's a good problem to have.
All right, so when does the new Railcar One come out? When can people get it?
So we're going to drop it on Delaware Day, December 7th. We thought that was appropriate. We will be canning it, if not that morning, then the night before. And as soon as it is ready to be sold, we are going to announce it on our email lists and social media that is available for purchase on our website. We're a fairly small tap room and a fairly small brew house, so we anticipate that the vast majority of the beer will sell out online before we even open that day. The hope is that people can drive in, pick it up, and go without having to worry about lines and social distancing. If we can do an automobile pickup, that would be preferable, depending on how it sells online. So I've gotten so many emails from actually around the country that we can't support, but those that are local that want to order it, we're not taking pre-sales. The best thing to do is to sign up for our email list. They will be the first people to find out that it's for sale, and then go online and buy it, and then you can pick it up at any time.
All right. You might see me up there getting some beer. Anything
I hope
else,
we do.
Anything else you'd like to add that we didn't go over?
I think I would just say we are looking to brew this beer again at the end of the year and possibly again in time for the inauguration, depending on how our brew schedule works out. So this won't be the last opportunity to get this beer, but it will be the first opportunity. We also have poster prints of the artwork, which have gotten a lot of great feedback. And we just got stickers in, and we got some T-shirts, and we're getting some glassware. So presidential paraphernalia is certainly a thing, and we don't mind hopping on that bandwagon a little bit.
All right, John, thanks for taking the time to talk to me. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.